This year in Canada, we're having a second National Week for Life and Family. It was decided to do this in 2011 when the members of the Conference of Catholic Bishops of Canada adopted a pastoral initiative, National Pastoral Initiative for Life and Family. I would say it's a 20-year plan, and it's in order to help families become more aware of the greatness of God's will and plan on the family. And so the week is one of the elements of that plan, which is getting a lot of attention from different dioceses and parishes.
And what is the theme for this year's Week for Life and Family?
This year the theme is Families United in the Joy of the Lord. And I think it was inspired by our Pope Francis' focus on joy, Christian joy. And so the president of the Conference of Catholic Bishops, Bishop Durocher, wrote a letter to all the faithful in Canada in which he focused a lot on the fact that families are truly schools of life. And he insisted on how St. John 23rd and St. John Paul II really gave a lot of attention to the family and worked and made it known how the family is so important in God's plan. And he encouraged families in Canada to pray for the upcoming synod, the October synod in Rome, on the family. Then there are different activities that are proposed to parishes. Of course, they have special liturgy developed that, you know, parishes can use. They have prayers of the faithful. They also have activities that families can do on their own during the week. For example, having a family photo video evening and sharing our good memories, having a parish barbecue, having a parents' appreciation dinner supported, for example, by a youth group to say why they appreciate their parents. Also, the idea is to, this year, is to encourage families to visit the more vulnerable, the sick, the elderly, housebound members of their own families or extended families, friends, neighbors, and, you know, do something for others. And on the occasion of this week, CALF, the Catholic Organization for Life and Family, did a message which we titled, Families, Let Us Share the Joy of Knowing Christ. And in there, we say how this week is an opportunity to think more deeply about the inestimable value of human life and of the role of the family, and how, you know, we all know that no family is perfect. We all try very hard, but no family is perfect. But nevertheless, the family, as Pope Francis said, is the fundamental cell of society. It's where we learn to live with other people despite our differences, and where we learn to belong to one another. And it's also a place where parents pass on the faith to their children. So that is most important in our days, where we have a culture that is not always or very often opposed to what we believe, a culture whose values are very different from ours. Now, this week is an opportunity to celebrate the joys of our family life and to consider what we might do to address the needs of families less fortunate than ours.